Dave Moore on Today FM.
Worst part about the dentist is the drink. It's horrible.
The red thing.
Yeah, mind that.
Oh, that's why when you say dentist, that's all I can think of is that horrible drink.
Lucozade.
No, the red drink.
What are you drinking?
The rinse. The rinse, yeah.
Lucozade at the dentist, rot your teeth out, come back again.
They're
you
like,
know the stuff I'm talking about?
Yeah, what, red thing?
When you're finished.
You know, it's all in the little plastic cup.
The rinse.
See, I don't go to the dentist.
That's worse.
How am I in this position and you're not?
Because if you don't know, if you don't go, you don't know. I had never any teeth problems and I didn't go to the dentist for years and I went once and I was fine. And then the second time, they're like, oh, you need a filling. And now I've had two and I was like, 30 before I
went last time I went to the dentist. Well, sorry, I went in 2006 and then I went in 2019.
The fact that you can actually pinpoint that,
and then I haven't been since.
Did you not say you had to go? Oh, those are your ears.
Oh, ears were messed up. But weirdly, when I went to the dentist in 2019,
yeah.
And she says, okay, look, we're going to do a clean. Because obviously I hadn't been to the dentist in 13 years.
They're rang everyone. They're like, get everyone in.
No, in fairness, she did say your teeth are.
Jennifer.
Like, oh yeah, unbelievable, Nick. And your mouth is great and blah, blah, all this
you
whatever.
You said, my name is Dave. Hey.
very good.
But then when she did, she's like, no, you haven't been in a while and the technology and they're going to do a clean. And I was like, okay, fine. Like, laid back. Nearly fell asleep. She's cleaning my teeth.
Everything is different from years ago.
But I she
but
said
you have to go to the right dentist.
Yeah, yeah.
There
yeah.
are dentists that are like, I'm still operating at a 1990s level of, you know, and you're like, I don't want to be here. Mm. But an actual, like a modern day dentist is totally
different. Yeah.
Last time I went to the dentist, he showed me my sinuses.
Oh, I'd like to see that. Well, sorry, not your sinuses. Like, kind of weird.
I don't think I have dentures. Currently, it's a very blocked ear because of her sinuses. Yeah. Yeah, they did an X-ray, and I was like, "What is that big deep hole?" And he was like, "Oh, that's just your sinus. Don't worry."
Wow,
they're really mine. Close. And he was saying that one time he had, well, he later discovered a sinusitis, and he thought it was a toothache. So he did a X-ray on himself to see did he need a filling or whatever. And also, if you could X-ray your own mouth, you do it all the time.
I would X-ray myself.
Like, who wouldn't? Yeah. And he was saying that he couldn't see anything and he went, oh, my sinus. And then I took it as
oh, mad.
Sinusitis.
Okay.
Well, do you know, I read a thing before about, because I always wondered, right, why skeletons, they're like, oh, we found a skeleton from the Bronze Age and they still have all their teeth. And I'm like, how? That's ridiculous. How did they have all their teeth? Like, and they didn't have dentists.
But you know how?
Yes, I read it. So the only thing that can erode enamel is sugar.
Yep.
And that is why all of us now
have no teeth.
Yeah, and all of our skeletons that they find in a million years will be like, why do they have no teeth?
Also,
sugar.
They all died when they were 24, all the people in the Bronze Age, because like life expectancy was about that. So they were like their teeth were like, hey, even if I had sugar, I'd still be fine.
Yeah, you know the way, you know the way like tooth loss is like one of the like ads for gum disease and everything.
Yeah.
It's like tooth loss. I'm sure they had gum disease.
Well, they would have had gum
so
disease.
So how come their teeth didn't fall out? Or do they mean tooth loss as in we're going to whip them out of your head because they're so sugared?
No, I think because they get sugary and people ignore them and then they rot. And then
they rot
out.
And they're basically
and they
hollow
do fall
and
but they do fall out.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
have so many nightmares about this night.
For teeth falling out.
Scurvy.
Scurvy. Don't forget. Like,
oh yeah, scurvy.
Yeah.
Like I have this thing about the ancients. Okay, so like people often go on about like, the wisdom of the ancients 5,000 years ago. Everybody stank. Nobody had toothpaste. They all died in their 20s. They're idiots. They knew nothing about the skies or space. Or not. Stop referencing the ancients.
I know.
We're the ones now, 2024.
This
we know stuff.
This has been used for centuries in medicine.
Well, we've improved since then. So stop using it.
Isn't that why brides actually carry bouquets? Is because they stank.
They stank.
Yeah. And they were trying to mask the smell of themselves.
Yeah, that's what it's for on their wedding day. Because they bathed once a year, filthy ancients.
In water that the rest of the family.
Yes.
You go by order.
Or maybe you got chucked in a river if you were lucky.
Yeah.
Like honestly.
And that's for what happened underneath the chamber pots under the bed and then on the street.
Yeah.
Black death, anyone?
Yep.
Welcome to the podcast. I haven't even said hello to you all, but hi, it's Dave Moore Podcast and it's me and Maria and Emer and Cahill and we are talking about going to the dentist. But anyway, we shouldn't be. We should be talking about what was on the show. Oh my God, so many amazing things. We had two Music Master winners in a row and we want to test you now, podcasters. Would you have gotten this Music Master final round question?
final round.
Okay, Sophie, in this final round, I'm going to give you three clues to the identity of an artist to get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Okay.
Right, the year is 1977. The place is okay. Dublin, Ireland. And the lyric is, without saying a word, you can light up the dark.
Oh, God. I don't think I know this
one. Oh, go on.
Oh, no. I really don't know. I'm going to say Ronan Keating.
You're going to say Ronan Keating. Well, I'm bloody well glad you did. Yeah, you did it. Woo-hoo! Oh, my God. The fact that you just threw it in at the last second. What were you thinking? Oh, my God. I'm so happy for you. Well done. You're a music master. You can tell the mammy. Look at you. You can hang the certificate on your wall now to show her that you're a music master.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. I'll be parading that around the house now. I'll get t-shirt made and everything.
Wow. Impressive performance. Threw a last second guess in and boom, Ronan Keating was the answer. And then we got ourselves a music master. But what about this one? Right, the year is 1994. Okay. The place is Redditch in England. And the lyric is, you don't have to say you love me.
Harry Styles.
You're going with Harry Styles?
Yeah.
You don't throw anyone else in there? You're happy enough with Harry Styles?
Happy with Harry Styles, yeah.
You must know your stuff because... You don't have to say you love me. That is Harry Styles! You're up out of that, Nathan and Mullingar. You just got yourself all the prizes. You are a music master.
Thanks.
Who's there celebrating with you?
Two mug winners.
Two mug winners. Amazing. And sure, would you believe that on Friday, we got three in a row. The year is 2003. The place is Calgary in Canada. And the lyric is, I would want myself, baby. Please believe me.
Tate McRae.
Tate McRae. You want to throw anyone else out there? Are you happy enough with Tate?
I'm happy enough with Tate.
You sound like you think you know the answer here.
I think I do.
I think you do as well. Yeah, another amazing master. Go on, Katie Bulger. How are you feeling?
I feel great.
What a way to finish up on your last day in work and tell everybody, I'm out of here. I'm a music master.
Yeah.
And do you know that Tate McRae song really well? You know all the lyrics?
Not all the lyrics, but I think I know the chorus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there you go. Tate McRae's Greedy is the song we were looking for. The artist, of course, Tate McRae. Absolutely brilliant. Katie Bulger, you win everything. You get a music master every single day on the radio between 9 and 12, your chance to play. One of the other things I love doing on the show is talking to celebrities. But I love talking to a celebrity that we know, where we can ask them questions about other celebrities and we know they'll give us a pretty honest answer.
Honest answer, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. So Jack Rayner, unbelievable guy, legend Irish fella. He's in a TV show called The Perfect Couple with Nicole Kidman. So we have to find out, is Nicole Kidman sound?
She's amazing, yeah. I definitely had an experience of being starstruck with her, which is not something that is common with me. You know, usually I'm pretty solid when I meet, you know, people of a high kind of caliber in the industry. But when she walked on the set, it was like, whoa, that's Nicole Kidman, you know?
Yeah.
But I found in the chats and the crack that we had between takes, she's got a really dry sense of humor.
Excellent.
Really dry, and it's really fun. So we got on like a house on fire, you know.
I don't know
if she appreciated all of my improv over her lines to begin with, but ultimately
she got used to it.
I won her over a bit, I think.
My ninth birthday, I rented a movie called BMX Bandits, which I think was, if it wasn't Nicole's first movie, it was definitely one of her first movies.
I think me and her were talking about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my ninth birthday party was me and my friends watching BMX Bandits in Port Marnock. It was the greatest moment of our lives.
He's so cool, isn't he? Yeah.
Laid back, he's like such a normal guy. And
do you know what he reminds me?
Go on.
Like the guy that used to always mess in the back of the class. Like he's you know, do those little paper spitballs at the back of your head and stuff. Like, but he hasn't changed.
No, he hasn't.
Fame hasn't changed him.
No. And I love. I know him, even outside of this interview type of thing, I know him in a slightly personal way, not very well, but I've met him a few times out of a professional setting.
Yeah.
He's even more that guy and chilled and relaxed.
Like. Can I just say, in that interview, you did talk about, you know, he's been trying to come in. He loves the show. So he's been trying to come in and sit in the studio. I can't be here that day.
Why?
Because in Midsummer, he was in that with Florence Pugh. In Midsummer, full frontal.
Full
on, like, saw everything. Yeah, and I just actually don't think that I can look him in the eye. So I'd be like, I know what it all looks like.
How do you talk to your husband when he walks in and you go, oh my God, you get away, come out of the house, I've seen you. And I'm definitely getting him in and making sure I'm not even telling you he's going to come in. The other thing we talked about. The other thing we talked about during the week, and I'm sure, Maria, this wouldn't be something you can't stand, but were things people can't stand, because I admitted, and I only had a recent experience of it, that I don't. I just can't even say the words very hard. Nail brushes on nails. It freaks me out. It freaks me out. At least that sounds okay because it's not actually the real sound. But everybody started opening up about things they can't stand. Oh my God. My two girls last night sent me for a walk. I was so stressed. The noise of a nail brush. Even saying the words is difficult for me, but I can't cope with it. I don't know what it is. I just literally couldn't deal with the fact they were cleaning their nails with the nail brush. The sound of it just gets me, and I had to just leave the house and go for a walk. I'm not alone though. Katrina in Kildare. Hi.
Hi.
I know it's difficult for you to say the thing, so I'll help you out here in this conversation, right? But there is a noise in your house that would just make you freak out, right?
Yeah.
And
sure.
Is the noise the little farty noise that an almost empty bottle of ketchup makes?
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be empty, but yeah.
Okay, so I would normally at this point, I would like Emer did a minute ago, I would make the noise, but I won't do that to you, Katrina.
No, please,
I won't do it to you.
I even said, Emer, I can't talk to him, I can't say it.
And have you any idea why you can't stand the noise of the squirty? I just grabbed it already.
I have no idea. Any bottle that's got like liquid in it, I can't. I'm like dreading the noise.
Right, and so you know the way it happens more towards when towards the end, when the bottle's getting emptier.
When I say it within like an inch or two, it's gone.
You just bin it.
Well, not always. Like, I will make sure that they do that, rock and roll move with the bottle where you make sure all the sauce is at the bottom. But if I see my children going for that one at that stage, I'm like, no, I'll do that for you.
And what? Yeah, I was going to say. What?
I'll push it as far as I know it's going to start enough.
So this is your act of self-preservation, is you'll take control of the bottle and you'll deal with it.
I can help it.
Gotcha.
But as I said, they know that it's bothers me.
I was just about to say, my girls, like, they see weakness. They now know that they have the power to make me go walking. In fact, Niamh Galway says, Dave, you'll be the fittest man in Ireland because the girls will have the nail brushes out every evening. You're right, Niamh. So would your boys, like, would they try and do it to you?
Sometimes, yes. And it's feeling particularly evil, they will. Yeah. Most of the time they do try to avoid it, in fairness.
Right.
They find it hilarious, which it sort of is.
And I'm the same. Like, it's such a ridiculous thing to not be able to stand, ridiculous. But what can you do? If that's the way you feel, that's the way you feel.
But even the thoughts of it, like, it doesn't even have to be happening. It's like, the thoughts of it, like, your stomach left.
Oh, God, and there aren't any kind of... obviously, the ads on TV would always be a full bottle. That'd be okay. You wouldn't ever... Is there anything on TV that's ever like a squirty out the end of it bit?
No.
Sorry for saying that. Poor Katrina, I can't even mention it. Katrina, I think you're actually worse off than I am, you poor thing. Listen, go and have a good day, and I hope nobody makes that noise near you at all.
Yes. There's no ketchup on the menu this evening.
Good idea. All right, Katrina. See you later. Bye. I can't stand the nail brush noise, but at least I don't work with it. Oh my God, someone says, yes, the nail brush noise. It goes through me. Creeps. I can't even watch or listen to someone brush their teeth. And I'm a dental nurse. What? Nullix says the same thing. You're not alone. It's like nail scraping a blackboard for me. Nail brushes and toothbrushes. I can manage a toothbrush in my own mouth, but having to scrub my kids' teeth is torture. And someone else apparently says, Shimon says, I can't stand people that brush their teeth beside me. I love doing my own, but hate being near or seeing people brush their teeth. The noise like that, I feel the brush gives me shivers. Oh, I totally get it.
People are freaked out by people who chew wool. Rita says, chewing wool or the thought of doing it sends shivers through my spine. I had this since I was very young. Still can't look at sheep the same way. The poor sheep. And then, who's this one? Yeah, Neil and Nish says, even thinking about styrofoam board makes my teeth want to fall out. Hi, Elaine.
How are you doing, Dave?
Can you say the thing you're afraid of?
Just about.
Go on, what is it?
Tinfoil.
And what is it about it that you don't like?
It's just a feeling in my head and in my teeth.
Oh, you feel it in your head? I'm like, yeah, that with the nail brush.
Yeah, in my brain.
Oh my God.
I feel it in my brain. And I don't even have to touch it. I can just see someone else using it or hear it. or see it. And it, yeah.
And do you have it at home in the house?
I do, but nobody knows.
Right, it's hidden away.
No, nobody knows that I don't
like
it.
Oh, nobody knows that you don't like it. Oh, right. So they just innocently be like wrapping something up in this tinfoil.
Not too many people wrap things up.
Okay, in fairness, right. Okay.
I've always.
Oh, my God, you poor thing. And what about in work or anything like that? Or if you're ever...
No, it's not a hazard at my work.
Right, okay. Good.
I don't come near it.
I'm glad. Yeah. glad you poor thing.
There's one cafe that will use it to wrap their hot sandwiches.
Oh,
and
right.
I'm going, no, don't.
And would you... You wouldn't avoid using that cafe, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, so...
I might ask them. If I catch it in time, I might ask them not to.
Not to do it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Oh, Lane, you poor thing. Well, I hope you don't hear that noise at all today, all right?
Thank you.
Nice one. See you. Bye. Mel in County Meath says, the squeak of the skin on a wet apple is toe-curling. It's incredible. A lot of people are giving out about the fact that I'm filthy and don't wash my legs or my nails.
Hey, how the hell do you clean under your fingernails if you don't use a nail brush? Oh, they're worse than your legs.
Oh. Kev, I'll tell you, I'm absolutely spotless. I don't know how to explain this. I know it doesn't sound like it, but I genuinely am. Kira's been in touch.
I really hate the texture of sand. I go to the sea and I go for a swim and I love that, getting rid of all the sand, but then you have to come up again to get your stuff and your feet have sand all over them, and then you're trying to rub it off before you get into the car because you don't want sand in the car. And worst of all is sand in your bed. Like, it's so disgusting. Even on holidays, when you end up in bed with some sand at your feet, it's just awful. The stuff's so hard to get rid of. So my dad's excuse is he's a bogman. He comes from Leash and it's the only county that doesn't touch a county that touches the sea. So he's ultra bogman. And he's the same with me with sand. He can't stand it.
Well, speaking of the bog, Carl's not doing himself any favours.
Carl, what's a nail brush? There's an ad that's never done a hard day on the bog anyway. Come on, lad.
Go on, Bree, that's fair. There's another Carl, a Carl Og, who sits beside Carl, our Carl. And talking about things you can't stand, I just got a message into me and my live Google Doc that said immediately, get Carl O'Sullivan in to tell me what you can't stand.
So, I kind of have a fear of yogurt.
No, I'm not laughing because it's not fair, because I have a fear of nail brushes. So what?
Nail brushes?
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay, no. Weird. So yogurt?
Yeah, I think it started when I was a kid. Like, okay. It was like just, I don't know, pettifaloos, froobs, action.
You're making the same physical squirming gestures that I'm making when I talk about nail brushes.
So I worked in a supermarket when I was in college, yeah. And twice it happened that, like, I was stacking the fridges and yogurt dropped on the floor and burst on me and I puked all over the shop.
Oh my God, you properly freaked
just
out.
On the shop floor. Just like, it's the smell, it's the, like, consistency.
The physicality
it's
of it, just okay.
Everything.
Okay. And what about, say, in the office? Like, what about if somebody sitting beside you eats a yogurt?
Oh, I'm gone.
Oh God,
I have to move.
Poor fella.
School was the worst. You know, when you have a child and they'd have froob down there.
Yes.
Down the front
Eber's
of their
jumper. Not happy with that either.
Like. In the front of their jumper.
What about the thing I used to do, and people my age definitely used to do, which is, do you ever drink Yop?
No, Daddy, okay. Yop is so bad.
Okay, well, what you do is you get towards the end of your Yop bottle, put it on the ground, wait till someone's walking past, and jump on it, and it would explode the Yop. That wouldn't be good.
That would send me to, I don't know where.
Right, like, has it got a name?
Gyrotarophobia.
Oh my God, it actually
does.
Yes,
I've looked this up.
Gyrotarophobia.
I have a serious case of it.
No.
No yops, no Actimels, get them gone.
Hi, Brida.
Hi, Dave, how are you?
I'm good. I'm giving out this morning that my daughter's cleaning their nails with nail brushes, sent me out of the house last night for a walk. That's how bad it was. What is it for you?
It's sliced ham, like packet ham.
Like, sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. What is it about the ham?
I don't. It's the texture, the smell. Oh, it's disgusting. I won't have it in our house.
Really? So no ham sandwiches?
Yeah. No ham sandwiches. Three small kids and no ham sandwiches.
And what would you give them? Can you cope with a different meat? Could you give them, like, I don't know, corned beef or chicken or something?
No, I wouldn't touch corned beef. Chicken, they guess, or just a cheese sandwich. They'd be fine.
And are you okay with sliced cheese, just not sliced ham?
Just sliced ham. Like, rashers are fine. Boiled.
Also, if you had a ham, like a ham at the weekend and all, like a big, nice ham with some cloves and marmalade and all, you'd be grand.
Yeah, I'd be okay, like with bacon, like cabbage and bacon.
Gotcha. Just not packaged sliced ham.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely revolting.
There are probably healthy people around the world going, you're better off without Breed, to be honest with you. But I have to admit, I've never heard of that before. So thanks a million for making me feel not as weird.
Unique on that one.
You might just be.
I thought the yogurt was really weird.
Yogurt for Carl Sullivan. Oh my God. Yeah, well, there's you with the packaged ham. There must be a name for your fear as well. Oh, listen, Breed, thanks a million for that. Go on. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Right, well, there you go. There's some things people can't stand. You're not alone, people, in your weird, can't standing things. And then I want to bring you Emma Doran, because she's amazing. Irish comedian. Got a book out called Mad, Isn't It? And just got her to tell the best mam, dad, dinner, frozen pizza story. There are some incredible descriptions of kissing and losing your frigidity in this book, Emma Doran. Mad, Isn't It? Is Emma Doran's book, which is out now in all bookshops. Get your hands on it if you want to have a laugh. I promise you will. Paul and Cavan says Emma's an absolute legend. Hilarious. I'd agree with that, Paul. She absolutely is.
Thanks very much.
But let's talk about this frozen pizza gate. Can you remember this story? Basically, it was something to do with your mam making your dad pizza. Go on, what's the crack?
Yeah, the crack was, this is about the time, do you remember there was a period where the mas were kind of getting told to go back to work?
Yes.
Yeah, we joined the EU and all that jazz.
Now for women to get out from the kitchen and all that.
Oh yeah, but they didn't give them any like childcare or equal pay or nothing like that. Or
wouldn't be doing that now,
and
Emma.
And you'll still have to do the dinners, mind you. But do go get a job as well. So all the mas were very tired.
Yeah.
And one evening my mum was making, now this, the thing about frozen pizza, she was making a frozen pizza, and this is not her style, because as we all know, a frozen pizza for dinner is a Friday dinner.
100%.
It is a Friday
dinner.
Couldn't
agree more. Yeah.
And if
or
it's
a sleepover.
Definitely sleepover dinner. Absolutely. If you go to your mate's house, we're getting pizza. 100%. And don't be trying to make anything else.
No. Yeah. It's only pizza.
But if you're home, it's a Friday, kind of Saturday thing. My mum was doing the pizza on a Wednesday. So she was mortified that it was a Wednesday and she was doing a frozen pizza. So what she did, she tried to increase the nutritional value of the pizza.
Oh, interesting move.
Yeah, so what she did was she added extra things on it. She added extra cheese. She added, you know, the couple of veg that she had, chopped them up.
Yeah.
Now she went a little bit rogue and she added Domino sauce onto it to kind of give it more sauce. So we're like, okay. She puts it in the oven. Now, a frozen pizza, how long in your mind does a frozen pizza take in the oven?
11 to 14 minutes.
Okay, that's crazy. I think it's 20. Right. Yeah.
20,
come on.
Really? Okay.
Okay, that's al dente pizza. Go on. Okay, sorry.
See, maybe I'm used to cooking them fresh pizzas in my stone oven.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe a better cooker or whatever. So she threw it in. We'll say 17 minutes, right?
Okay.
We'll call it in the middle. But because there was the sheer weight density of this pizza, she had to leave it in for like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So when it came out, it was like, it was volcanic. It had a pulse, like it had a heartbeat, the whole shebang. She took it into my dad to present it to him, and as she went to give it to him, it slid off the plate and landed in his crotch.
A volcanic Dalmio sauce.
Yes.
45 minute cooked frozen pizza, which is now.
My dad starts shouting at all, like us, me and my brothers, get out! Get out! Oh no! And of course, as a child, the funniest thing ever is when your dad is hurt. That just warms your heart. So we couldn't move. We were paralyzed with the laughter. So, yeah, I'm the youngest of the family. That's all I know about the story.
Yeah.
The pizza happened.
There were no more children after that.
That was it, yeah. So,
brilliant.
Poor dad.
As Emma said, she's the youngest. So, yeah.
You thinking it takes 11 minutes to cook a frozen pizza in the oven?
I don't know when the last time I cooked a frozen pizza was. I cook.
Oh, I'm so bougie.
I am a bit bougie when it comes to pizza. I have a pizza oven and it probably takes 3 minutes to cook a pizza.
Oh, well, aren't you great?
So then I thought maybe in an oven it would be. I was actually being generous with kind of 11 minutes. I was thinking.
You know how much hotter a pizza oven is than an oven.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's about twice as hot. But I still thought.
Come on, Dave.
Yeah. Pizza al dente, though. That was brilliant. Yeah.
Pizza al frozen.
Right. Thanks for listening to the podcast on the radio every day, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12. See ya.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.